This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
As we turn our attention to the Score Sports Hotline and get a chance to catch up with freshman from North Douglas High School, Nikki Derrick, joining us on the line. And Nikki, you're there with us. Congratulations on the state championship over the weekend. Had to be a lot of fun. As you showed up to school today, was it pretty cool to walk into school today and be a state champion?
Yeah, lots of congratulations. And our little school can really show a lot of support, and so that was really cool to see.
Absolutely. I'm sure that a lot of people patting you on the back and, like you said, saying congratulations. As you guys, you pull off the first ever softball state championship up there at North Douglas High School. You were on the mound, the final out. It got tense down the line there. It was a close game all the way through. You guys take a 1-0 lead. They rally back and score a run and tie it up and then go to the late stages of that one. You guys put some runs on the board. And then you're out there on the mound to wrap it up in the bottom of the seventh. You gave up a leadoff single to put the put one run on and bring the game-tying run to the plate. But then you rally back and get two straight outs and go to a full count against the final out there. I guess walk us through this here. How are you feeling before that final pitch, a 3-2 pitch coming up to try and secure the victory? Do you remember what was running through your mind? How nervous were you before that final pitch?
I didn't know it was full count until I was walking back to the mound. And so I was really relaxed, and then I looked up at the scoreboard, and it was full count, and I started to get a little bit nervous. And I remember just taking an extra second on the mound and making sure I had a good grip of the ball. And it was very nerve-wracking because they put that girl in, and she was supposed to produce a base hit. She hadn't hit all game, and so I knew that I had to strike her out. And so lots and lots of nerves, especially because it was the last out. And I don't really remember breathing that last pitch, but it was very nerve-wracking.
Well, as we talked with Nikki Derrick here, a freshman from North Douglas High School, she had the final pitch there to record the final out of the state championship game, pitched a complete game there and had one heck of a performance. But that final pitch, do you remember what you threw, what it was?
I think it was a screwball because she was a left-handed hitter. And so to her, it was a curveball. Mm-hmm. And screwball wasn't my best pitch, but she'd been fouling a few off, and so our catcher has been doing a great job of calling all my pitches, and so it was one of those moments where I just really had to trust her, and I felt confident in the pitch, and so I threw it, and she swung and missed.
Did you know it was a good one when you threw it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it obviously worked, the swing and a miss. You get the final out on a strikeout swinging. Nikki Derrick finishing the 7 innings of work, allowed just 4 hits to Pilot Rock. You ended up with 10 strikeouts in that game, walked just 2, and quite the performance there for you. Congratulations on that. It's really great to see, and I wish we'd been able to be there to watch that one. That sounds like it was one heck of a game. Do you remember?
Thank you.
Yeah, do you remember much, you know, once that final swing and a miss, obviously the celebration begins. Do you remember much of what went on once the final out was recorded?
I remember running over and hugging our first baseman. I was so excited, and she came running at me, and I think she stepped on my foot, which really hurt, but we were all so excited, and it was a really historic moment, and I remember the crowd, and it was everything was going on at once, and it was really, really cool.
I'm sure stepping on your foot, it didn't hurt at the time until maybe like a couple of minutes later or something when you realized it, I'm sure.
But yeah.
Talking with Nikki Derrick here, a freshman from North Douglas High School, the winning pitcher in the state championship game as the Lady Warriors pick up their first ever softball state championship. You mentioned the crowd and all the noise you remember from that. That setting of playing there at OSU on the campus where the Oregon State women's softball team plays, a state championship game, kind of just the setting in general. It's a pretty big stage, and as a freshman, I know you played in some big games already as just a freshman out there at North Douglas, but this setting there like that, to be in it and have a chance to win it, what did that feel like? Is that one of the biggest stages you think you've ever played on in your career so far?
Yeah, and when we showed up at the back of the arena So we got an overlook of it all, and it was so overwhelming and so cool all at the same time. And, like, everyone knew that this is where we wanted to be, and to be there, it was just awesome. And it was really nerve-wracking when I stepped into the bullpen and looked up and saw all of our fans, and but it was amazing, and it's something that I'll never forget.
Oh, absolutely. It's a special place to play. I remember being there to cover some state championship games in the past, and that OSU complex that they've got sure is a beautiful place to play some softball. And as a fan, it's a fun place to watch the games as well. We're talking with Nikki Derrick, a freshman from North Douglas High School. The Lady Warriors picking up a 3-1 win over the defending state champion, Pilot Rock Rockets. They take down into two-year range for the Rockets. When you go into this matchup, knowing that on the other side you've got a team that has been there and won it the last 2 years, what were you guys thinking going into that matchup, knowing that the experience that they had on the other side?
We knew that they were really good, but we didn't know a lot about, like, their pitch or anything, because they hadn't played any teams that we did. And so we were all surprisingly really loose, and then we watched them warm up, and we realized why they were two-time defending state champions. And that was really nerve-wracking, because they were just spot-on from top to bottom, and their whole lineup of juniors and seniors, and so there was some nerves going on to the field, but once we got out of that first inning, I think that we all just kind of relaxed and played the game.
Was it almost surprising? You mentioned that. That's interesting to hear that when you guys saw them warm up, you realized how good the competition was on the other side. Were you guys almost surprised that it was you guys that were there in that game to play in that matchup?
Yeah, like, nobody talked. We were all singing and laughing, and we watched them warm up, and nobody talked. The whole crowd went silent, and there was definitely a lot of nerves.
Yeah. Well, you guys come through with a big victory there. How'd you guys go? Did you celebrate? Did you celebrate as a team? I know on the field, obviously, a lot of celebrations going on there, but once you guys packed up the dugout, left the field, did you guys go out for dinner as a team or anything like that? How'd you guys celebrate afterwards?
Yeah, we all rode home on the bus, and the bus trips are probably the best part of any sports team.
Especially after
winning
the title.
And we all went out and ate.
Okay, where'd you guys go?
I think Izzy's in Albany, maybe?
Okay. Well, it sounds like it was still a great time and a lot of fun to have there. I'm sure it's all a blur still at this moment. Has it really sunk in that you guys are state champions?
No, except right after the game, it was just so overwhelming, and I just couldn't believe that we did it, and it still hasn't completely sunk in.
I imagine so. And it's been a great freshman season for you there at North Douglas High School. And once we confirmed that you were going to come on the air, I was kind of doing some backstory research and realized that you've already played in another state title game as a volleyball state title game earlier this year. You were on that team. You were also on the team for the basketball team that made it to the state tournament. Unfortunately, things didn't go the way you guys wanted to there. But now in the spring season, you find yourself in a state championship game with softball as well. How are you going to top this freshman season coming back next year for your sophomore year?
You don't, really. The only way you could top it is two times, but it's a long way back up to the top, and we'll just have to take it one game at a time. But we'll come up with something to top it.
Let's hope you guys do. Could you have ever imagined as you got ready to start, I mean, not only is it your freshman year and you're out there having great success in sports, but also freshman year in high school, always a big time for a teenager. To have your freshman year go like this, did you have any idea that this was going to be the way things would go when you started things back in the fall?
Well, Callie and I, which is a senior, we would always talk about how great her senior year was going to be because our freshman class has kind of come up and everyone in between. And so we're really excited for this year. And so we kind of took that drive to make it to every state tournament that we could. And so I kind of expected us to do this well because we just had so much talent. It'd be kind of disappointing if we didn't. And so we just took our talent and did something with it.
You mentioned Callie there, one of the big seniors for you guys on this softball team. And she also a three-sport athlete, plays all over the place. She's had a lot of success in her career. Finally gets that state championship for her there. It sounds like you guys are kind of close, and you guys have connected throughout this season and probably even before that. I'm sure you guys have played together in other sports before, but to see her get a state championship, how cool was that for you as a freshman to see a senior go out with a title like that?
It was really cool to me. I was probably more excited for them just because they've been trying to get there for this is their fourth year trying to get there, and just to be able to be a part of that was really cool. And there's a great group of seniors, and they deserved it, every single bit of it. And so I was just happy to be a part of that.
Well, you guys graduate those seniors for softball. You got three seniors on the roster there. And I know, out there at a small school, a lot of people play a lot of different sports. But you graduate that senior class. How do you feel like things are shaping up for next year as you come back as a sophomore? Or you guys think you'll have what it takes to try and get deep into the postseason and make runs towards state championships again next year?
It'll definitely be harder because we won't have size advantage and we lost a good group of seniors, but there's some younger classmen that are moving up and our class has a lot of talent in it, but it's going to be a challenge, but I think that we can get there.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Nikki Garrick from North Douglas High School here on the radio with us talking about winning a state championship out at North Douglas High School this weekend. She was able to help lead the Lady Warriors to a state title in softball, the first ever in school history. Nikki, the school year is almost up. I'm sure you're counting down the moments until that final class is done and you get out for the summer. But as a three-sport athlete out there, I'm sure it's going to be a busy summer for you. What are the plans? Are you going to be playing volleyball, basketball, softball? What's on tap for you coming up this summer?
I'm playing softball for the Roseburg Indians. Starting tomorrow, actually. Wow. And I will be doing that all the way through August.
All right. Well, cool. Congratulations on the success out there at North Douglas High School. Good luck during the summer. Sounds like you got a busy one planned and a lot of fun going on there. And we'll look forward to following where things take you as you go come back for a sophomore season and try to outdo what you did this year.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time here today. Good luck with the rest of your the rest of the school year and the rest of your school day out there. Sorry I have to send you back to class.
But... Thank you.
Absolutely. Nikki Garrick there from North Douglas High School, a freshman helping lead the way to a big victory on Friday as the Lady Warriors pick up a first ever state championship in softball.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.